CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
A deflating end to a damaging week on Wall Street, with the major indexes sliding to a three-month low and a swirl of concerns from Federal Reserve policy, continued liquidation of aggressive growth stocks, and a sharply disappointing outlook from Netflix. The S&P 500 index tumbled 1.9% Friday and logged a 5.7% loss for the week. The index is now nearly 9% below its record high, reached on January 4th. Netflix offered a downbeat outlook for subscriber growth in early 2022, gutting that stock by 22% on the day. Shares of Amazon and Disney each fell 6% on concerns over demand for their own subscription services. Investors continue to fixate on how much the Fed might raise rates to fight inflation this year, even as economic growth slows. The Fed meets next week, though is not expected to alter rates until perhaps March. The persistent selling has left the charts a mess, the S&P slipping below its 200-day average for the first time since the COVID crash nearly 2 years ago. While often an area of support in a long-running uptrend such as this market has been riding, and while the market is looking quite stretched to the downside, the failure of this market to rally yet is sliding the burden of proof toward the bulls just 3 weeks into the new year. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.